It's been almost 2,500 years since Zeno constructed a number of paradoxical arguments designed to defend Parmenidean ontology against his pluralistic critics. And whether or not you think Zeno's project actually succeeded in demonstrating that an equal amount of absurdities follow logically from the denial of Parmenides' views, the impact of his work resonates undeniably throughout philosophical history. But what is a paradox anyway? And why are philosophers so interested in paradoxes? Is a paradox just a fancy kind of riddle? Or is it some kind of demonstration that a contradiction or absurd consequence follows from apparently reasonable assumptions? Do paradoxes actually point out some inexplicable fact about the nature of the world? Or are they just logical linguistic games? Perhaps the notion of paradox includes all of these elements, or maybe none at all. And what merit is there, if any, in analyzing and discussing philosophical paradoxes? These are all interesting questions, and we're going to try and get to the bottom of some of them tonight. I've got a great panel of guests in studio with me and a great discussion lined up for you. So stay tuned right after the break. It's Paradoxes and Puzzles on the Guerrilla Radio Show.